Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Dream by Design with Melissa Banks, where women share their dreams, struggles, and successes, how they were able to persevere despite the fear and create the life they want and deserve. If you're looking for inspiration to move you past where you normally would stop, then this is the show for you. Here's your host, Melissa Banks.
Welcome to Dream by Design with Melissa Banks. I'm excited you could be with us today. I'm your host, Melissa Banks. Today, we have another amazing woman to share her journey with us and how she was able to keep going despite the circumstances. Our guest today is author entrepreneur Felicia Brookins. Hi, Felicia. Thank you for joining us today.
Hi, Melissa. Thank you for having me.
I'm excited to talk to you. It's been a while since you've been on the show, so a lot of stuff has been going on with you, so I'm excited that you're joining us today. I have to begin this conversation, though, Felicia, talking about your four-time award-winning Christian fiction, Sister Nadine's Ways. Sister Nadine's Ways is a gift that keeps going. Congratulations on that, and tell us, what has that been like?
Thank you so much for that. Well, let me first of all begin by saying just starting out writing Sister Nadine's Ways was quite an experience for me. It was a thought-provoking experience for me because it had me to open up my own self and some of my own experiences and to include those in the book. It started out initially as just one book, but by the time I got to the end of it, I realized that there was more to the story that needed to be told, you know, because when you have other individuals that are going through something, when they're the victim of something, people want to know what happens to those people. What happened to Kenny? What happened to the little girls? What happened to her daughters? How did they come out? What type of individuals did they become? What are some of the things that they go through because of what has been done to them? So that is how it became a trilogy, because people want to see this thing walked all the way out. A lot of people that read the book, they immediately say, well, when is Nadine going to get hers? You know, when is something going to happen to her because of all the terrible things that she's done to her children and to her husband? And so, of course, we have to go through that. We have to show, even though Nadine is this terrible person, even she has some redeeming qualities, you know, because God loves us all. So that also is another reason why we have this trilogy. So right now we have two books out, and I will begin working on getting a third one out next month, as a matter of fact.
Wow, congratulations. I look forward to hearing the next one. You know what? You are absolutely right. Even in real life, and that's why shows like this is so important, because we talk, when you tell people about the journey, when you start telling them about the things that are not happening, they wanna know how you overcome those things and what happens next. So that's exactly how this trilogy, which soon to be third book coming out, will be. It takes us all the way through the process, and people do want to know that. You're absolutely right. But Felicia, tell me, did you always want to be a writer, or was this something that came by surprise? We've had a lot of authors on the show, myself included, that I never really thought about being a writer. It was something God had planned for me. So how have you always known you wanted to be a writer?
No, I think in a way, though, when I think back on it, it was a natural progression, because growing up, I loved to read. My mother had a library in our room, and that's where I first started reading. And then every summer she would take us to the library, and I would love to just pile as many books as I could in my bag and bring them home and participate in the library competition, things like that. And then I started to just write things down in a diary, in a journal. I realized I was pretty good with doing poems, and it just kind of seemed like it was a natural thing to do. The next thing to do was, okay, if you, as much as I've read, and as creative as your mind is when you read things, what's next to create your own story that you would like to read? What do you like? What are you interested in? What would be entertaining to you? And so I kind of just gradually came into becoming a published author. So, yeah, but I think I'm supposed to be here. I feel and believe confident that I'm supposed to be here in this place.
Absolutely. I 100% agree with that, because I know for me, I never really thought about it. You know, it was not something that I had thought about, but thank God Almighty, he puts things in place. If we're obedient and follow that guidance, then we're going to end up where we're supposed to be. So all of that, your mom and the books, that was all part of the progress, right, to get you to where you're supposed to be, which is where you are right now. Do you feel like your journey has prepared you, though, for this time, this season?
Very much so. I do believe that my journey in life to this point, to getting to this 57 years, my life has prepared me to be able to not only write the story, but to also talk to people about the different platforms that are in the book. It's allowed me to be able to embrace individuals and hear their stories and be a comfort to them and relate to them. So, yes, because if I had not gone through the things that I have, even with becoming a further author, the things that I've learned, those things prepared me to be able to help other authors when they want to write and publish their book. So I definitely think that everything has a purpose, and it has made me a better author, a better person.
Absolutely. I 100% agree with that. Well, speaking of helping other authors, you have it's an annual event, I believe, and a virtual event called Prison to Pens. I find that so encouraging and such an inspiration. What was the inspiration for this event, and why do you feel it's so important?
Prison to Pens, I tell people all the time, I really believe that when I get these great ideas, they come from the Holy Spirit. They just drop and they show up, and I'm like, wow, that's a good idea. So Prison to Pens, I initially have a workshop for aspiring authors and writers called Write the Vision. And so that helps to prepare people with the tools and resources and connections that they need to get to writing their book and to get it published and things like branding and marketing. And so I don't know. I was sitting, I think, on the couch one night, and I probably was working on something, and the idea came to me to do Prison to Pens. And so Prison to Pens is an opportunity for previously incarcerated individuals who have written books to showcase their journey becoming authors, and to share their books, what their story is about, and to have an opportunity to get the book out there in front of a different audience that may be interested in purchasing the book. So Prison to Pens, I would say that's my second baby, but it is so exciting and so interesting to talk to these individuals, because not only do they share their writing experience, but they share a little bit of the things that got them to the place that they were, and how being in that place helped them to move forward to the next stage, which was sharing their story. When a lot of times, a lot of them say, you know, it's written not only to tell my journey and to tell how I overcame this, but to help somebody else from going through the same thing. So it kind of has a twofold purpose. You know, it's out there to be warning and reminder to people of these are the things that can happen or that you don't want to do, you know, and then also this is what can also happen. You can overcome it. You can get up and move forward and do bigger and better things.
You know, Felicia, I don't think we've ever actually talked about this event, but I jump in every year for this event, and one of the reasons that I'm so intrigued about this event and it touches my heart is what you just said, because everybody has a journey, and everybody has something in that their journey that could help somebody else when they overcome that. And I just believe that's what our journey is for. Our journey is not for us to hold on to it ourselves. It's to share with someone else to get them to the next thing. And it's so important. Events like this are so important to provide that platform so that people can not only promote their own books, talk about how they overcome it, but help whoever is listening. So I think that is a powerful, powerful event that you do every year, and I'm so grateful that God gave you that vision while you were sitting there on the couch.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Dream by Design with Melissa Banks, and today our guest is award-winning author Felicia Brookins. Felicia, I want to talk about something else that you're doing. You're a busy lady. There's something else that you're doing called A View from the Sip. Now, I wasn't aware of this until recently, so I want you to tell us about this event and what it's all about.
Oh, A View from the Sip is a podcast, virtual podcast that was created by Dr. Adelia Carthen. She is the host, and I'm one of the co-hosts of the show. We have other co-hosts also. But this show, what we do is we get together, and I always say we just talk like folks. We get together usually on StreamYard platform, and we invite guests to come in sometimes and talk about the different things that are going on in the world, locally, internationally, things that are going on in our government, things that are going on in Jackson and different areas. And we just all get together and share our opinions. We share different news stories, and we pretty much just talk about it. And we allow other people to give their opinion and say what they think about the things that are going on in the world. We're trying to make sure, you know, that everybody has a voice to be to express and say how they feel about something. Now, we may not agree with them, but we know that it is important for us to disagree but not disrespect. So we allow the people on that platform to share their thoughts and opinions with the different news stories that we talk about. Like I said, we talk about everything from things going on here in Jackson, Chicago, New York, Russia, Ukraine. You know, it's always something going on in the world, so we have plenty of content to cover.
I think that's so awesome. I'm excited for you for that. So what I want to talk to you about is one of the things as being a female author or being a female entrepreneur, we face a lot of challenges. And I think some of our challenges we face are specific to being a female entrepreneur. Have you faced some challenges in your journey, and how have you been able to overcome them?
I think sometimes depending on, usually with me, it's maybe if I make a phone call somewhere or I show up face-to-face and I'm trying to have a discussion about things that I need to have put in place. And usually it's dealing with, I hate to say it, but with another of the male, you know, talking to them. They seem to sometimes want to talk a little condescending to you sometimes, kind of talk at you instead of to you. And sometimes they may not, you know, take you seriously with what it is that you're doing. And so that the challenge in that has allowed me to make sure that I come into the room confident, you know, that I walk in the room confident, that I talk confident, and then I look that person in the eye. And I'm going to still remain respectful to you, but I have to make sure that I establish with you that I am professional, that I'm serious about what I do, that this is important to me. You know, and that making sure that what I have asked to have done or set up is that way when I step into the room or step onto that platform, it's a way, you know, to get people to take you seriously and respect you. You don't have to get ugly with them or anything like that. I think it just takes you looking them in the eye and talking clearly and distinctly to them and letting them know, even in your tone of voice, that you, again, are a professional and you can talk to me and not at me.
You know, one of the most powerful things you just said is you walk in with confidence. I believe that when you feel confident about yourself, it comes out in those conversations and how you're perceived and how you handle it. So I think that is great, great advice.
Okay. Yeah.
When things seem to be moving fast, Felicia, and a lot is happening, you're wearing a lot of hats, you work at the church, you're a wife, you have a lot of things going on, and sometimes it can feel like it's nonstop, like your mind won't stop. So what do you do when you have those times and you just need some inspiration and some encouragement for Felicia? What do you do during those times?
A couple of things. Sometimes late at night, I may just turn on some jazz or some gospel music and just listen to that, lay back on the couch and just relax and close my eyes. Sometimes I may run a really, really hot shower and get in there and relax my body. Sometimes I have to pop a couple of melatonin just to go to sleep after I take that shower, and it relaxes me so well, and I sleep deep, and I'm so relaxed, and I wake up refreshed the next morning. Sometimes I may go out somewhere, just my husband and I, you know, by ourselves, and have a nice dinner and a place to play some nice music, and so those kind of things relax me. Occasionally I get to even read another author's book, you know, and that is always a joy. I'm a part of a book club called Brown Girls Read, And we have a lot of different authors that come through that platform. And so it gives me an opportunity to look at the writing styles of other authors. So for me, I guess I would say, you know, just a little downtime with music, maybe reading, a nice hot shower, things like that. That's my relaxed time. I don't get it that often, but when I do, I really have to make it, especially when it comes to listening to music in a quiet spot or reading a book.
And, yeah, I just think that when we take that, sometimes we don't have a lot of time to do it, but even if it's just a few minutes, a friend of mine and I, we talk often, and I encourage him to just take a few minutes to just deep breathe, to breathe, make it about you in those few minutes, and then come back at it just as hard. That's great, great advice. But, Felicia, what advice would you give to someone in our audience who's listening to your amazing story this morning and have a desire in their heart to write? Just hasn't been able to.
Well, the first thing I would say would be to open up your laptop, turn on your desktop, or get you a notebook or a journal, and just start writing whatever thoughts come to your mind at that time about the story that you want to create and present to people. You don't have to worry so much about the exact order at the time, because once your creative juices come on, once they start, you just want to write it all down. Because I know for me, once it starts going, I just need to get it all out on paper, or, you know, maybe record it on audio and go back to it later. So just get it all down. And even if it's a half a page, you know, be proud of yourself for that half a page, because that means that you have started, you know. So just start. You may say, well, how do I start? Again, just open it up and just start sharing your thoughts on paper. That's the beginning of your story. And secondly, I would say, when you have an opportunity to attend workshops or conferences where you can get training and make connections with other people and experts and professionals in those areas, please do so. Invest in your future and invest in what it is that you want to do.
Oh, that's awesome advice. What she just said, guys, is just start. That's it. Don't get perfect. Don't overthink it. Just start. Thank you so much, Felicia, for being here today. This has been an amazing conversation. How can our audience stay connected with you?
Well, thank you again, too, Melissa, for the opportunity. Always good to talk to you. They can find me on Facebook at Book Felicia Brookins. They can also find me on Instagram at The Ways Trilogy. And if they'd like to send me an email, my email address is authorfeliciabrookins@gmail.com. And I will respond.
Thank you again. Thank you again, Felicia, for being here today. And thank you to our audience for tuning in to today's edition of Dream by Design. I'm your host, Melissa Banks, saying all your dreams are possible. Believe in yourself, work hard, and don't quit. Until next time, thank you for choosing Dream by Design with Melissa Banks. Enjoy your day.